Melbourne Airport parking for warmer welcomes and proper goodbyes. 1 hour terminal parking only $12. And Goddings, your Kubota excavator specialists. If you need to get things done, see the staff at Goddings. Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson on 1116 SEN.
Welcome back to the program. Great to have your company. 1-300-736-736. You can text us 0433-91116. We're getting lots of those this morning, which is, I think, fantastic. It gives you a really good perspective of where you're at in life. Bob Murphy is here. The Bob's Ovation is brought to you for the Western Bulldogs. Become a Western Bulldogs Ballarat member today. Yes, Tim, before we introduce Bob.
Okay, I want to put this to you, okay, and I want your response, okay, your honest response.
Right. I don't even know what you're going to say.
Okay, this is a text. Until you're not scared of losing your jobs, there is no point opening up a discussion about the AFL, as you blokes only show support.
Right.
Bring back Tomo, okay? So what that person is saying is that you and I are nobbled. We can't think or speak without considering the consequences from head office, because AFL, as you well know, Gary, they pay our wage, the AFL. You know that.
I'm going to read this out in response. This is a message.
It's a prepared statement.
A lion does not listen to the sheep.
That's L-Y-O-N.
Bob Murphy's joined us. Bobby.
G'day, Gaz. G'day, Wisp.
How are you?
I'm good. Hey,
Bob.
How are you guys?
Good. You look like you've been to a love-in recently.
Yeah,
you got that glow about you.
Well, it's the time of launches and love-ins, and Gary and I, we were there yesterday at Fox Footy.
Yes, we were indeed. Our second one.
That's right.
Mm. Yeah, you're just up the road, and neither of you called me yesterday and said, Wisp, how about we duck out and have a little coffee, a sneaky little cappuccino?
When we're here, we're a tight knit. This is a little gang here, but we are in other gangs.
Yes,
you are in your other gang. That's okay. Gary and I are in another gang.
Correct. A bigger gang.
Can't those gangs come together occasionally?
Oh, when you put the gangs together, that's when there's a fracas.
I would love to have the Seven Love In with the Fox Love In. Can we do a combined love in between the two groups? Because I'm interested in that whole alpha male thing as to who might take control.
You try and pinch all our good ideas.
That would look like West Side Story. That'd be a dance fight.
I think you got us covered for alpha males in the Fox
group.
I think so.
I think you're
over alphaed.
Oh, there's
it's like a peacock show in there yesterday. I'm telling you.
There's a lot of bench press.
Yeah, it was indeed. Bobby, before we get into other Bob's Ovations of yours, and you are brought to us by the Western Bulldogs, and you've become a Western Bulldogs Ballarat member today, what do you make of the brand new Western Bulldogs Marvel-inspired, Thor-inspired Guernsey that will be worn in round one, if you don't mind?
Yeah, I was there last night.
At
the season launch.
Okay.
I was there.
How was it received?
Look, I haven't spent enough time to know whether it was hushed reverence or stunned silence.
Well, Dougie gave us his initial thoughts. I wouldn't wear it to a manure fight, he said.
Yeah, no, I did say that. I think it's a very bold. It's a very bold jumper. I think clearly it's a bit like AFL. So I think it's for the kids.
Should round one of the season be handed over just to the kids?
Well, I suppose. I mean, we can see why they've done it with the Marvel Stadium. I don't know, actually. Is there any money involved? I don't know if there's money involved. That's a good question.
Is the Marvel person on the board at the Western Bulldogs? Oh, I'm asking this seriously, not being smart.
Yeah, no, they're. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
We believe, Gary and I believe this. Well, I do.
You
I'm not
do.
Sure if Gary
don't
does.
Speak for me. I don't know what you're going to say.
We believe that they've got to you, Bob. You've got guitar now. We know that you went from Robert to Bob. We believe that you've got a new stage name, Bob Marvel. Is that correct or not?
You know what? I don't mind that. I feel a bit naked without my
guitar
today.
So you're telling us there's no song?
There's a contractual standoff at the moment.
Really?
Well, it's...
But you want to do it and SEN management don't?
Well, no, it's just become a bit too popular.
Oh,
now management's involved.
Hey, you're not doing us
all
today.
Bidding war. No, well, everyone said the players are having a week off, so
yeah.
I've jumped on board.
What about, give suggestions too, because Bob, to come up with a new song every week is pretty tough. So if you've got a suggestion, give us a song that you think should be used, and then the actual content or the
new song to go with the new jumper.
So it might be Piano Man about Stephen May's brain fade.
Right, okay.
Round one next week, something about starting up.
Yep.
Start me up.
Is that Rolling, just keeping is that Rolling in Stones, Gary?
There are some limited guitar capabilities here.
How would I know? Oh,
yeah, okay. What did you think of the Thor jumper? Yeah.
No, I'm a bit, as I said to Dougie when we're talking, I'm old school. Round one, I'd love to see your traditional get up, but I understand where clubs are at these days and how, you know, times have changed. We're appealing to different markets, but I just wonder whether round one, anyway, round one's no more important. I always say round one's no more important than any other, so I can't be hypocritical. It's not that bad, actually. I'm glad that Eastern Wood was modelling it.
He was the probably
and not Tim English.
He does look like Captain Marvel, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he's got some sort of Disney good looks.
If I was a Bulldog, this is a text from it come through. If I was a Bulldog supporter, I'd be disgusted with that jumper. It's awful. Clubs are recognised by the jumper. Sorry, but it is absolutely hideous.
I think the novelty jumper. Can we call it a novelty jumper?
Sure.
I think they're a bit like taking shots from the boundary line.
Mm.
Just kick it. Just win.
Just make sure it goes through.
Yeah, all will be forgiven if you just win.
You've got a list for us today?
I've noticed, and I have to fly the flag on this side of the border because this game's dominated by your crew, the key forward mafia, and it's all the top 10 the top 10 forwards, and Rui comes here.
Yes.
Oh, the key forwards,
right.
And the best players. Mm. And so I feel like, you know, my little minority corner think, well, so who's... Is anyone going to mention the halfback flankers? So I've put together a list of top 10 halfback flankers.
Top 10
game.
Blokes that run around on their own
in the back half with no opponent.
Of all time?
No, not of all time. We could do that down the track.
This is modern day?
This is current players.
Before you do it, I'm just going to float this again.
Are you already taking my list pieces?
No, I'm not. But I said this to Wisp during the news and he didn't give me anything back. Gary Ablett to the halfback flank.
Yeah, that's got something.
I know he can play half forward, and I know he will, and he might kick a goal or two. But what we saw in that game recently is how well he delivers a footy and would still be the best deliverer of the ball in that Geelong side, bouncing off halfback.
The thing about, I think, the way we view Gary Ablett, and I've been guilty of this as well, is that we think of how to use him from footy from 10, 15 years ago of you could just go down and... Those forwards now, particularly those half forward, the amount of ground they have to cover to get up and to clog the ground, which is not what people like to watch, but the amount and the focus on defence for them is so extreme that it actually isn't what it used to be of where you plonk him down there and you kick 50 goals.
Mm.
I think what you're saying...
He could go back there and get 35 touches, you know?
Yeah, he could. But
and imagine Abbott with 35 off half back.
Well, if Geelong thought that was going to benefit them the most, that's exactly what they'd be doing. I think they have looked at that and they think that his possession in the front half are going to be
and
more
how
effective.
Gary's, what now, 34,
35? 34, yeah.
I noticed the difference of playing when I got to that age, the demands on you physically... Much,
as a forward.
Much greater as a half forward than they were as a halfback. Halfback, you could sort of control your running a little bit more.
Drift, sweep, position. You can get defensive side quicker, so you don't have to do that hard running. And he's smart. Gary Ablett's one of the smartest footballers ever.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Can I just ask you, Bob, the question about your halfback flankers checklist? Did you ever have a halfback flankers checklist?
Well, not to mind, no.
No. What are the things you think of when you play at half back?
Well, that's a better way than... It's not like an engine. I don't want to check the exhaust first.
Well, what do you reckon the checklist
is? Got to control your...
What's your number one thing?
Control your opponent.
Okay, so you do beat your opponent first,
which is
contrary to what Gary thinks.
Yeah, no. Gary's naive too.
Well, hang on. You take this the wrong way. You become very defensive as a halfback flanker. It's not necessarily your fault that your opponent took off up the other end of the ground. That's not necessarily your fault. But what it does, undeniably, is leave you on your own to do what you want.
I describe it like driving a manual car, and it's a hill start. You're constantly in that balance, particularly for the type of halfback flanker I was.
Right.
And there's a mix. There's either the lockdown sort of tight defender or
right.
there's the one who's the running defender. It was that defend, attack.
And so this is a handbrake start? Or
I describe it as like getting on a bike on top of the hill and going down. Anyway, give us a top 10.
Can I just say this too? A lot of people are sending text messages in. I described Eastern Wood as looking like Captain Marvel.
You did too.
Apparently Captain Marvel is a woman. So
you
I mean Captain America.
America.
That's who I meant.
All right, you ready?
Okay, give it.
This from 10 to 1?
10 to 1.
Righto.
10, Shannon Hearn.
Yep.
9, Michael Hibberd. 8, Jason Johannesson. 7, Zach Tui. 6, Cade Simpson. And just as a, Cade Simpson's in the halfback flank Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Yep. And still going strong, yep, too.
5, Brody Smith.
That's Wispy's
4,
man.
Jake Lloyd.
Jake Lloyd, best and fairest winner.
3, Zach Williams.
Oh, yes.
2, Lockie Whitfield. Oh, yes. 1, Rory Laird.
Is he a halfback flanker?
Yep.
Wow. You've left a few out.
Who?
It's already started.
Wilson.
Yeah, he was an honourable mention.
Give us your thoughts on Bob's halfback. Let me just run through them all. Shannon Hearn, captain, terrific. Michael Hibberd, terrific. JJ, yep. Norm Smith, medalist.
Yep.
Zach Tui, an Irishman. Great place to put an Irishman. Cade Simpson's 56. Yeah, would he still be playing Cade Simpson if he was not a halfback flanker?
Maybe not, but I don't see that as a – that sounds like a criticism. Is that
– Well, I'm just saying it's a preserved space.
Well, he plays it so well, Gary. Why would you shift him? You just said a very interesting thing.
Yeah.
The Irishman going to halfback.
Yeah.
Why?
Great. Well, it's easy. It's easier. I'm telling you, Tim. I'm not being disrespectful.
No,
it's an easier position. That's why young kids coming into the game. You watch Jack Lekosius, right? Jack Lekosius for the Gold Coast Suns was picked 2 or 3. He's gone forward and has struggled to find the footy.
Mm.
Hard position to find it. Go and throw him to half back and let him get the footy given to him, you know, 8, 10, 12, 14 times in your first couple of games. It's easier.
I've never thought about the fact that the Irishmen go to half back, but when you think about it, there's 12 Irishmen at the moment playing the competition that would be playing across half back.
I would never describe a position on a footy field as easy, but you do get, if you were new to the game, you play over the shoulder of some of the most creative, hardworking half forward flankers, so you can learn the trade and then sort of spread from that.
You're going Irish. You're going to be playing halfback.
Okay, some feedback for you because you love it. You want it or not?
Yes.
Tom Stewart, what is he? Bowl of goldfish? Is this coming through?
It's good feedback.
Grant Birchall hasn't played for a while.
Grant Birchall's in here as a Hall of Fame, but he's just missed out.
What's Jack Crisp? Chopped liver?
Yes.
That's okay, but I encourage the feedback, but also maybe...
Connor McKenna?
Give me your 10.
Saad? McKenna?
Saad's not there yet.
Harbrow?
No, he's not there yet.
Okay.
Gaz, did you hang it on Robbie Flower?
I'm just trying the name.
When he was playing at halfback, that's from Daz. No, I would never have, because in those days, Robbie's half forward wouldn't have nicked off up the other end of the ground and he would have had to play on him.
You know, when you're playing as a centre half forward, what type of conditions did you like? How did you like the ball arriving?
Well, as Neil Baum used to put it, when he asked Francis Burke one day if he could possibly... not put it lace out, but just kick it, even if you look up and see me standing this side of the opponent, just kick it somewhere on my side rather than the opponent's. Yeah. And Francis Burke said, basically told him, get nicked, we'll get it and get it to you, and then you do what you need to
do. How did you like it, though? Did you like
lace
it
out.
Yeah, freely coming down the ground? Because all that was created by halfback flankers and midfielders for you, so that you got that sort of service and delivery.
Because you had let's see, Kevin Walsh next to you, and Simon Madden stand in front of you.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
That's what you had to contend with as a centre forward.
Oh, as a midfielder, you had 14 blokes around you all the time room.
We've just got to take a break. We're not. Well, Skeeter, you've got it on the screen, my friend. 8:16, it says. Bob's list will be up. We'll put it up. You can dissect it.
Actually,
the Bobservation is here for the Western Bulldogs. The future belongs to the West. Become a Western Bulldog Ballarat member today.
Jeremy Howe, where's he?
Well, interestingly, there's the hybrid, isn't there? So I would ask you the question, is James Sicily a halfback flanker?
Yes, he is.
He is a halfback
flanker. Well, yeah, but he doesn't play with the dash that some of the other guys that you've named play with.
Right, we'll continue to debate the halfback flankers.